Jacksonville's morning news continues. The Coast Guard Marine Board of Investigation has been working on the sinking of El Faro, investigating and hearing hours and hours and hours of testimony in Jacksonville this week and weeks prior as well, as we continue to pinpoint lessons learned for the shipping industry going forward. Stephanie Brown witnessed some pretty powerful moments yesterday, and also what we heard about probable cargo shift on her final voyage.
That's right. So the National Transportation Safety Board asked the National Cargo Bureau to do an independent report, basically looking at the cargo securing manual for the ship, looking at the cargo loading plan for her final voyage. And what the investigators found, and again, this is independent of the investigation that's been going on, what they found is that the trailer cargo on the second deck, the larger cargo, wasn't secured in a standard way, and that is likely to have caused a shift on the final voyage, and that shift probably had a domino effect. Now, the investigators stopped short of determining whether the shift happened and contributed to the sinking, or whether the shift may have resulted from the sinking. They say that's not something they're able to determine at this point. But it's also important to know that in their review, they found what they call a tendency toward improper lashing throughout the company. In fact, Tote's own manual for how to secure cargo showed photos of arrangements for securing and lashing that the National Cargo Bureau said isn't standard and isn't what they prefer to see.
You're there every day. You're seeing every minute of the action. But as we sit here from 30,000 feet, it would appear every day there's one or two developments that can be a huge learning lesson for this industry and for all the shipping companies out there. Is that the general feeling that comes out of this, too?
I mean, it's why we've been following this so closely, because it's, you know, it's a tragedy to see that 33 people lost their lives here. But investigators want to make sure that doesn't happen again. We're constantly taking a step back and saying, is this going to impact the maritime industry? What potential changes are we going to see? And in this third and final hearing session, you are starting to hear a lot of the questions more narrowly focus in on, if this change were to take place, would it help? Is this an area that we have to improve? You can see that all of the parties involved are really trying to focus in on what some of their final recommendations will ultimately be.
Stephanie Brown continuing our coverage on Twitter at SBrownReports and at WOKV.com. A deep dive into this years-long investigation now on Jacksonville's Morning News.